Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Nearly all the music we play at Harmonia dates from a time when all music was live, even in times of plague, since science hadn't quite caught on to the importance of temporary distancing. Now, just for the moment, live performance is on hold, and while we look forward to playing and singing together again, we also remember the joy we've had from being on both the performing and receiving ends of concerts. This hour, travel with us to May 2019 to hear the artists who performed in Early Music America's Emerging Artists Showcase, which took place that year as part of the Bloomington Early Music Festival. Resonance Baroque Ensemble performed Handel's Trio Sonata in E minor, Opus 5, No. 3. Can you imagine a world in which the only music you hear is live music? One of the few things we can say with reasonable certainty about the performance of music from before the late 19th century is that in its own time it was performed live or not at all. But of course that was then, and we've moved somewhere else completely for this pandemic moment. Early Music America would ordinarily have presented its 2020 Emerging Artists Showcase at the Berklee Early Music Festival in June of 2020. But this hour, we're going to cheer ourselves with a visit to 2019's EMA Emerging Artists Showcase, and that means a trip to Bloomington, Indiana. Four applicants, two soloists and two ensembles, were chosen by EMA to play to an audience of peers, young performers, early music aficionados, and academics, in addition to an appreciative local audience. Showcase applicants were asked to describe how they see the future of historical performance taking shape, and to define how their role as artists and ensembles aligns with that future vision. Something to ponder. Let's dive in at the virtuoso soloist end of the Emerging Artist Showcase with recorder player Vincent Lauzet, who won his first competition in 2009 when he was awarded both first prize and audience appreciation prize in the Montreal International Recorder Competition. In 2018, his recording of Vivaldi concertos with Ariane Baroque won a Diapason d'Or from Diapason magazine. Right at the outset, the disembodied sound of the recorder, working with the acoustic of Bloomington's First Presbyterian Church, mesmerized Vincent's audience as he strolled to the platform playing ever more virtuosic diminutions on the tune Laura by the famous blind 17th-century recorder player Jacob van Eyck, followed by his variations called Beaufons.
Thank you.
Vincent Lauzet performed music of Jacob van Eyck, one of the many famous composer-performers of his own day, and probably one of the single most important composers of music specifically for the recorder. But recorder players have lots of other sources for repertory. After all, very little music has ever appeared that says specifically, "Do not try this on any other instrument." Here, for instance, Vincent Lauzet transposes Bach's partita for flute in A minor up a minor third so that he can sing it on his alto recorder. We'll hear the sarabande and bourrée anglaise.
Thank you.
From J.S. Bach's sonata, originally for flute in A minor, Vincent Lauzet played first the sarabande, with its requisite blend of musicianship and subtle virtuosity, and then the very spirited bourrée anglaise. Let's turn now to the first of the two ensembles chosen for the Emerging Artist Showcase. Aperi Animam is a group of a dozen professional singers that describes itself as a vocal early music ensemble whose repertory extends from Gregorian chant to 21st century works, but mostly focuses on Thomas Tallis and William Byrd. In defining themselves and their role as an ensemble, Aperi Animam emphasizes spiritual music making. While there's careful attention to historical performance practice, the ensemble emphasizes the meditative and reflective atmosphere that can be manifested through the music's thoughtful and mindful performance. They hope to communicate its mystical properties and benefit to the soul, which is where their name originates, Open Your Soul. Aperi Animam's program in Bloomington was called Libera Nos, Music on Tribulation and Salvation, a meditative concert of Renaissance choral music recounting the Jewish exile to Babylon. The concert, which indeed began with a silent meditation in which the audience was invited to participate, was dedicated to those massacred in mass shootings. Here's Aperi Animam singing William Byrd's Suscepimus Deus, Justitia Magnus Dominus, from the first volume of Byrd's 1605 Gradualia.
Thank you.
We have received thy mercy, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so also is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. The vocal ensemble Aperi Animam ended their 2019 Early Music America Emerging Artist Showcase program with William Byrd's introit for the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin. Joyce Chen is a native of Taiwan who made her international debut at the Musica Antiqua Festival and Harpsichord Competition in Bruges, Belgium. Her primary harpsichord teachers include David Moroni, Carlene Brendler, and Arthur Haas. Joyce's program was entitled Con tutte le fette e l'immaginazione, a potpourri of 17th-century Italian harpsichord music. As one might expect in some music from this time period, the Italian-style single-manual harpsichord is tuned, or more specifically, tempered, to a juicy quarter-comma mean tone. I think your ear will get the juicy part, even if you were tuning in with the assumption that there would be no math. Joyce Chen plays a toccata of Michelangelo Rossi, who exploits the irregularities of the tuning to seize our attention and move our spirit. Rossi has a very distinctive voice, full of chromatic, tortured melodies and abrupt landings in alien key worlds, from which we are relieved by more stable, imitative sections. That was one of 10 keyboard toccatas composed by Michelangelo Rossi, performed by Joyce Chen on a harpsichord tuned in a temperament called quarter comma mean tone. Chen was one of the four artists presented in the Early Music America Emerging Artists Showcase of May 2019 in Bloomington, Indiana. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we're listening to the May 2019 Early Music America Emerging Artists Showcase, which took place in Bloomington, Indiana. The fourth emergence in the showcase was Resonance Baroque Ensemble, which has been active since 2012 on Toronto's classical music scene. They want their performances to resonate with today's audience. They bring underappreciated works to the public and help people find new ways of hearing the classics, in part by remaining open to experimentation with both musical improvisation and concert format. Resonance called their concert Handel's Heroines. You might perhaps be able to imagine some of the music, and you'd be absolutely correct. Of course, we heard Cleopatra's greatest hits, Piangerò la sorte mia and her Da Tempeste, both from Giulio Cesare. But how well do you know Alcina? We're at the end of Act Two. Alcina, trying to bind Ruggiero to her, casts spells in a subterranean room, attempting to summon the ministers of revenge and the blind, cruel daughters. They appear as spirits and then turn into dancers so the act can end, when Alcina loses heart and casts her magic wand aside.
Thank you.
We heard soprano Vania Chan sing the recitative and aria from the end of Act II of George Frideric Handel's Alcina. The other members of Resonance are Razan Onen-Lapointe and Kaylee Richards, violin, Matt Antal, viola, Erica Nelson, cello, and David Podgorski, harpsichord. For our featured release this week, we turn from emerging artists to emerging technologies that create new ways of performing early music. Hagia Sophia in Istanbul was once the largest building in the world, an Orthodox cathedral and the center of the Byzantine Empire. The vast interior of this architectural marvel is extremely reverberant. Sounds in the range of the human voice can be sustained there for up to 12 seconds. For about six centuries, Hagia Sophia has served as a mosque, and today it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a museum. It has been off-limits for any performance by the human voice since 1935. Recently, the vocal ensemble Capella Romana collaborated with historians and scientists from Stanford University, and together they found a way to blend historically informed performance with cutting-edge technology to digitally recreate this unique acoustic in live performance and, for a recording, Lost Voices of Hagia Sophia. We'll hear Capella Romana utilize this technology to sing a cherubic hymn likely heard in Hagia Sophia in the 13th century.
Thank you.
Eastern Orthodox music of the 13th century, the Asmatikon Cherubic Hymn, sung by Capella Romana from our featured release, Lost Voices of Aia Sophia. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Special thanks this week to David Wood for providing the Emerging Artist Showcase recordings. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.